Happy Easter. Christ is risen. Quick announcements this morning. We are still planning on having the cow bingo. That'll be on May the 16th. You can contact the church office and they can direct you where to get tickets. We're still planning on having the motorcycle ride sponsored by Wendy Lohr on May the 26th, 23rd, I apologize. Also that day, there'll be a lemonade stand to benefit. Both will benefit the backpack program. I would like everybody to understand that we, as we go forward during these uncertain times, that we will continue to follow the guidelines set out by the governor of North Carolina and President Trump. Do we have any birthdays today? Happy birthday to Michael Rose, Marie Palmer, Bill Curry, Max Carrick, Colton Jones, Jonathan Queen, Jordan Chapman. Happy anniversary to Jim and Amy Horn, William and Mary Ellen Henson, Barry and Linda Burkhart. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit so that we may live and serve you in newness of life through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray. O God, you gave your only Son to suffer death on the cross for our redemption, and by his glorious resurrection you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin, that we may live with him forever in the joy of the resurrection, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Invite children to come up. Since you're brother and sister, you don't have to stay away from each other, I guess. You may want to at times, but I just have to stay away from you, right? If we do things the way we're supposed to. You notice anything odd about what I'm wearing today? A different kind of stole, right, than what I usually wear. A different stole than we normally wear on Easter. Or we would use for Easter. And what is on this stole? Other than a loose thread I just saw. But. People. What kind of people? God's children. Right. And they are supposed to be children, if you look at them closely. And what else do you notice about the children? Do they all look the same? No, they're all different, right? One of the things we're reminded of over and over in Scripture is that we are all God's children. There's even a little song you may have learned about God's children, right? Do you remember what it says about children? Which children does he love? All children, right. Red and yellow, black and white. Remember that song? Okay. The older people do. I'm not sure if you still learn it or not. But we're reminded that we're all God's children. And I wanted to wear it today. This was not really when I planned to wear it originally. But I was thinking that we really are reminded right now that we're all God's children. And that all the children on earth can get this. This disease that's going around. It's called a pandemic because it is sort of everywhere. And anyone can get it all over the world. So there is a sense in which, I guess, on this Easter day that we're especially reminded that we really are all God's children, that we all have lots of things in common, but one of the things right now we have in common is the risk of this illness. And so it changes our lives. In this country and countries around the world, there was a couple of other announcements today of other countries where they've started doing the same things we're doing because the disease has shown up in their country. And it's just an important reminder for us that God's love is for all people, but that we also share lots of other things in common. And one of those things is that we are threatened by this illness. So it's important for us to do the things we need to do to try to stay safe and keep other people safe, right? So let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for coming and giving yourself for us. Jesus, you told us to love one another. Help us, Lord, to live in such a way that others see your love. Help us to love all people. And we ask you to keep us and all people safe. In your holy name, amen. Thanks for coming up. Even though you haven't hid from me.
The first reading today comes from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31. At that time, says the Lord, I will be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus says the Lord, the people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness. When Israel sought for rest, the Lord appeared to him from far away. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. Again, I will build you, and you shall be built, O virgin Israel. Again, you shall take your tambourines and go forth in the dance of the merrymakers. Again, you shall plant vineyards on the mountains of Samaria. The planters shall plant and shall enjoy the fruit. For there shall be a day when sentinels will call in the hill country of Ephraim. Come, let us go up to Zion to the Lord our God. The word of the Lord. The Psalms for today is Psalms 143. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications in your faithfulness. Answer me in your righteousness. Do not enter into judgment with your servant, for no one living in righteous before you. For the enemy has pursued me, crushing my life to the ground, making me sit in darkness like those long dead. Therefore my spirit faints within me, my heart within me is appalled. I remember the days of old. I think about all your deeds. I meditate on the works of your hands. I stretch out my hands to you. My soul thirsts for you like a parched land. Answer me quickly, O Lord. My spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, or I shall be like those who go down to the pit. Let me hear of your steadfast love in the morning, for in you I put my trust. Teach me the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. Save me, O Lord, from my enemies. I have fled to you for refuge. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me on a level path. For your name's sake, O Lord, preserve my life. In your righteousness, bring me out of trouble. In your steadfast love, cut off my enemies and destroy all my adversaries, for I am your servant. The second reading comes from the book of Colossians. If you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 28th chapter. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you.' So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, 'Greetings.' And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Creator and Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. Being faithful in ordinary times in a free country is not difficult, but these are not ordinary times. In America and in much of the world, most of us are primarily confined to our homes. Our church families are not gathering in person today. Some have lost jobs, paychecks, savings, and even some fear the future they had planned. Some are feeling numb and disconnected. They have trouble dealing with the scope of what's happening in the world. Some people are depressed or anxious, lonely, terrified. Some people, many, of course, have become sick. Some must grieve those who have died. And some, before this pandemic is over, may yet get sick or even face death. It's a difficult time. Unlike what we, a month ago, were looking forward to for this day, with a sunrise service and breakfast and an egg hunt and a celebration with all who could gather. Instead, a few of us have gathered and celebrate. Others may watch or listen, but cannot be here with us. A challenging time, a disappointing time. Almost 30 years ago, during a difficult time in my first call to a mission congregation, we had just finished building our first unit. Funds were tight. My paycheck was often delayed, which led to tensions in my home as well. I did one day run by a local Christian bookstore to pick something up. A woman stopped me in an aisle as I was walking through, someone I'd never seen, and asked me to pray for God's blessing on a bumper sticker. I was surprised and jokingly asked how she drove before I offered to pray over the bumper sticker to see what sort of witness she would provide in her driving. Having heard all the jokes about people with Christian bumper stickers doing other things. But as we talked, she shared her story. She had had multiple brain tumors and multiple surgeries, which explained the scars I saw on her head. But they kept returning. There was no treatment to stop them. She wasn't complaining and she wasn't asking for pity, but just sharing her thankfulness that she was still alive. how much she loved Christ and how much she wanted to be a faithful witness to Christ, and shared her story with other people. We talked for a good bit, and I did pray for God's blessing on her bumper sticker, but I also prayed for her and for her healing. I never saw her again, but as you can see, I still tear up when I remember. I remember her hope and faithfulness. And I remember that for where I was in my life, those few minutes made a huge difference to me and renewed my perspective and my trust in God and God's presence in the midst of all the things that happened. The thing is, celebrating the resurrection of Christ can only happen after the suffering of Jesus on the cross. In this life, we experience celebration, but also suffering. Sometimes brought on by life, sometimes brought on by bad decisions and actions we take or fail to take. That's why our services usually begin with a time of confession and forgiveness, to remind us that we need God's grace. We also exchange the peace during our services to remind us of our connection to one another and the peace that Christ calls us to share. But during this Easter morning, it feels far more like Lent, more like we are still in the midst of the wilderness of that season of Lent. I mentioned to the children that I had on a different stole today to remind us that we are all in this together, not just here, but throughout the world. And I also wear today a different cross than I usually wear on Easter. I'm wearing my Lenten cross, which is actually a crucifix. I didn't in my early days wear a crucifix, and the more I experienced life, the more it seemed to me that a crucifix is a good reminder that I need to remember that Jesus suffered to save me and all of us. Dietrich Bonhoeffer once said, "Only a suffering God can help us." Jesus is with us in our suffering, in our times of loss. This Easter is far more like the first Easter we ever experienced, that was, rather, than any Easter we have ever experienced. Our Easters are usually great celebrations, sometimes chilly if we have a late cold snap. I have had one or two sunrise services in a cold rain or a cold drizzle. But then we celebrate. We share a meal in every congregation I've been in for Easter Sunday. And frequently there is an egg hunt, if not on Easter Sunday, the day before. And then we have a big celebration service, usually one of the biggest services in the church year by attendance. Usually a long service, and a service with lots of music and celebration. This is nothing like that. But we're reminded that God never promised that all our services would be grand and our pews full and our economy always growing, our health guaranteed, or that the future would be what we wanted it to be. God, in and through the incarnated, crucified, and risen Christ, has never promised any of that, though some want us to believe God promised us happiness, health, and prosperity. The gospel is a promise that God is always with us in and all conditions and events that occur, whether sorrow or joy, triumph or tragedy, gain or loss, peace or fear, scarcity or plenty. God is with us because God suffered on the cross in the body of Christ and died for us to give us life. While always with us, the cross reminds us that God is especially with us where we most need Him, in hardship, struggle, loss, and death. Because of the cross, no experience, no matter how difficult, and no person, no matter how sinful or lost, is truly God forsaken, because God is always there with us and available for us. Hardship, struggle, loss, fear, disease, hunger, death, pandemic, all these experiences, God is with us. The resurrection promises that God's light is stronger than any darkness. God's love is stronger than hate. And the life God offers through Christ in the end prevails over everything, even death itself. In Matthew, we see that phrase, "Do not be afraid." And then, "He is not here." It's helpful to remember that Jesus was not in the grave. And that reminder not to be fearful, even though Jesus was not where they expected Him to be. It was not just an empty tomb that He proclaimed, but that Jesus had gone before them and looked forward to seeing them and being with them. Even our beautifully decorated sanctuaries, all our careful preparation in liturgy and music, the joy and celebration and Easter dresses we normally gather are not containing or limiting Jesus. He's always ahead of us, going out into the world. "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for He has been raised." Do not be afraid, a reminder of good news. If we look in the Old Testament, we see that phrase many times, "Do not be afraid. I am with you." God is with us, even in empty sanctuaries. Even when we gather in our homes with family or friend and watch worship on TV, we are invited to join in that worship in our hearts and our minds, because Christ is there in the worship. Christ is there in the home. Christ is there with us wherever we are, in suffering or celebration, in sorrow and laughter. Those who came that morning experienced that announcement from the angel. And it was, unlike the other gospel accounts, a somewhat fearful account, this angel from heaven, whose appearance frightened the guards so that they became almost frozen in fear and rolled the stone away. It wasn't missing when they got there. They saw it rolled away. I would be afraid. I think that would be pretty shocking. So it's no wonder they were afraid. It's no wonder the angel said, "Don't be afraid. I know you are shocked. I know you're looking for Jesus, but He is not here, for He has been raised. Come, see where He lay. Go quickly and tell His disciples." And they do. They come and see, and then they run away, mixing fear and joy. But they share the good news. Isn't that a lot like our lives right now? Tinged with fear and joy. Joy with our children, and fear of the world in which they live. Joy and having opportunities, but fear about job loss. Joy that there is time to be together, but fear about what that means for the future. Hope with the announcements we hear about possible cures or at least ways to mitigate the effect of the virus. Hope about virus trials and tests that will allow people to quickly determine whether they are sick. But we are reminded over and over that these are only the beginning of finding a resolution. All of these have to be tested and evaluated. So a mixture of hope, but also fear. To not be afraid, repeated by Jesus when he encounters the women, reminds us that God is with us in all the things that come. Reminds us that God will be with us in joy and fear, despair and hope, doubt and faith, two sides of our life in the world. The promise of Easter courage in the face of daily fears is a key part of Jesus' message. Have faith, have courage, even in the midst of fear and anxiety. Trust that in Christ's death, we have died in our baptisms, and in Christ's resurrection, we will be gathered to Christ. I was reading this week about Winston Churchill's funeral service. Some of you may have heard a story about that. He planned it himself before he died. At the end of the service, a single trumpeter stood at the west end of St. Paul's Abbey and played taps. If you've ever been to a military funeral, you've heard that, or at least for the men, or at least when I was young, if you went to a boys' camp, that frequently was how the day ended. And then after that, there was stillness. But following the stillness, another trumpeter stood at the east end of St. Paul's, the end that faced the rising sun, and played reveille, the morning call, that which we in those boys' camps in those days heard first thing in the morning. Churchill understood that Christ's resurrection says that God is a God of new life and never-ending possibilities. That life in this world brings many ups and downs and struggles. But the promise of life eternal is the promise that Christ gives us in his resurrection. We're told that again and again, and that's what I liked about that passage from Jeremiah that was read. Again I will build you, says the Lord. Again you shall take your tambourines. Again you shall plant. Again might be the message we need most. There will again come times to celebrate. We will again gather as we would have on Easter to a great celebration of worship. I heard a phrase that we use liturgical times for worship in our churches, but that this is the fifth Sunday after the pandemic. And for us in this area, the fourth Sunday after shelter in place and restricted gatherings. These realities are part of life, but I believe that God will again build us up, that God will again restore us, that God will again be with us as we gather for worship when the pandemic is at least under control. It may be a new reality that we have to live with year after year as we live with flu and other illnesses. But we will, if we strive together, find ways to live with it and proclaim the good news of God's grace and mercy. Neither life nor pandemic nor death, not even death by crucifixion, can stop that promise that God is always with us and will be with us again and again whatever comes in the midst of this life. Because Jeremiah is telling the people that not only will God be with them when this trial is over, but more importantly, that God is with them in the wilderness as He is with us in the midst of this wilderness. Even though all these things are changed in our lives and limited, God's grace is not changed and is never suspended. It's there again and again. For that reason, even on this Easter that is so different, we may say, Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. There will come a time when we will again gather to worship. We will again hold hands. We will again celebrate God's grace in music and song. A time after quarantine and shelter in place, as there was a time after the tomb. Paul writes, if then you were raised together with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated on the right hand of God. Through our baptism we are buried with Christ and reborn with Christ. Paul reminds us that Christ opened the gates by making us righteous before God. He is our life. Paul says, when Christ our life is revealed, then you will also be revealed with Him in glory. Because God is a suffering God, and He can help us and heal us and restore us, even in the midst of things that cannot be understood. We may receive that news, especially this day, with fear. But let us also experience the news, as those women did, with joy, and share the good news of what we have seen and heard, so that others may come to know and understand a suffering Christ who gave Himself for us and is with us in the midst of suffering. But He will be with us again on days of celebration. Pray that the Spirit will go with you and sustain you and keep you. And pray that others may see in us hope and God's grace, even in this time of wilderness and pandemic. God will be with us now and always. And we will again celebrate the wonder of Easter. Amen.
Please join in saying what we believe in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day He arose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
In joyful confidence, uplifted by the promised hope of healing and resurrection, we join the people of God of every time and place in praying for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Thank you, dear Father, for the forgiveness, peace, and salvation won for us by your beloved Son. Open our ears to sing, open our hearts to sing His praise. Purify our spirits so we may behold His beauty. Strengthen our minds to learn the depths of His love. Open our mouths to proclaim His victory over our ancient enemies. Direct our hands to faithful service. Fill our lives with your Spirit so that in all things we bear witness to Jesus' triumph over sin, death, and the devil. Lord, in your mercy. God of resurrection, in the beginning you created all things and declared them good. Where storms, floods, fires, and earthquakes threaten to overwhelm and destroy, speak peace against the chaos. Set rainbows in the skies as signs of your faithfulness. Shine your glory through the twinkling stars of night and the brilliance of the sun. Lord, in your mercy. Most holy God, you are the source of all goodness, wisdom, mercy, and life. If we fail to see before how much we need those great goods and you, we see that now. This is not just about our private fears or personal concerns, nor only our church or our community or even our nation. This is about every person on the face of the planet, how vulnerable we all are, how interconnected we are. We are bound together by our common humanity, and through that, by the possibility of infection, illness, and death by a virus. O God, bind us together by something greater and stronger. Bind us together with cords that cannot be broken, because they were forged by your Son as he hung on a bitter cross for the sake of the whole world. Bind us together with him in a fellowship of suffering with the whole world. Bind us together with him in a fellowship. Bind us together in a fellowship deeper than our differences and stronger than our faith. Bind us together in Christ, crucified and risen for the salvation of all. Lord, in your mercy. Bestow your Spirit of wisdom and understanding, counsel and might upon all who take counsel for the nations in this time of crisis. Give them every spiritual, moral, intellectual, and social resource they need to act for the good of the people entrusted to their care. Let them be courageous, competent, collaborative, and compassionate as they ponder what course to take. We pray especially for our President Donald, our Governor Roy, and all who make, administer, and judge our laws. Lord, in your mercy. Thank you for the brilliant and dedicated scientists who seek to understand the COVID-19 virus's nature, to slow or prevent its spread, and to ease the suffering it causes. Thank you for doctors, nurses, and everyone, from housekeepers to cooks, from dialysis and inhalation technicians to emergency room personnel, who are truly risking their lives for the sake of all. Bless and strengthen them, keep them safe from harm, and grant them rest when they need it, for their own health's sake. Lord, in your mercy. We plead on behalf of the many people who are quarantined and isolated because of exposure to the virus, for everyone who is already ill, and for those who are at the greatest risk of severe illness or death. Hide them under the shadow of your wings and grant them healing and hope. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, give courage, patience, and ingenuity to everyone whose job or business is endangered by the isolation and uncertainty. Help us to support one another and to patronize as we can local small businesses in our community. Give lending institutions, landlords, and creditors the spirit of generosity and compassion so that personal and communal suffering is not made worse by evictions, foreclosures, fines, and bankruptcy. Lord, in your mercy. Most gentle and gracious Father, we pray for families with children in these difficult days. Some have only one parent, some are already stressed by things ranging from poverty to drugs to physical abuse, from illness of body, mind, or spirit to financial fragility. Let your Spirit brood over those troubled waters and give us eyes to see and hearts to respond as helpfully and often as we can. Lord, in your mercy. Bless the creative and helpful service of all who seek to aid in providing worship during these difficult times in our congregation and throughout your church to share your good news using the tools of modern technology when we cannot gather together in our fellowships. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful God, we still weep with those who weep and mourn with those who mourn. We lift to you the fearful, the suffering, the dying, those in labor, those awaiting diagnoses or test results, and those who long for healing, especially Burnett, Gary, Walter, Aldine, Teresa, Jean, Dwight, Steve, Tina, Randy, Carrie, Libby, Barbara, Mary, Joe, Brian, Bill, Robert, Gary, Cleston, Kenneth, Charlotte, Lynn, Kay, Randy, Tommy, Eva Ray, David, Clyde, Pauline, Brooke, Edwina, Banks, the family of Regina Mize Warren, our servicemen and women all over the world, those who are unemployed and looking for work. Lord, in your mercy. Risen Lord, you went ahead of us into the grave and defeated the powers of evil. We remember those who have died, especially those most near and dear to us. Inspire us to live our lives in this resurrection hope and draw us to you in our final days. Lord, in your mercy. We praise and magnify you, most holy Father. We entrust our prayers and petitions to you in the strong name and for the dear sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us pray. Praise and thanks to you, holy God, for by your word you made all things. You spoke light into darkness, called forth beauty from chaos, and brought life into being. For your word of life, O God, we give you thanks and praise. By your word you called your people Israel to tell of your wonderful gifts, freedom from captivity, water on the desert journey, a pathway home from exile, wisdom for life with you. For your word of life, O God, we give you thanks and praise. Through Jesus, your word made flesh, you speak to us and call us to witness. Forgiveness through the cross, life to those entombed by death, the way of your self-giving love. For your word of life, O God, we give you thanks and praise. Send your spirit of truth, O God, rekindle your gifts within us. Renew our faith, increase our hope, and deepen our love. For the sake of a world in need, faithful to your word, O God, draw near to all who call on you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory forever. Amen.
Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you in grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Please join me as we say the mission statement of Holly Grove Lutheran Church. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world. Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.